Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahushua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Live with Acelia, Celia, and Zariah. Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahushua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, shalom, shalom, ladies, peace, and welcome back to BHYY Radio. You heard it, hosted through blogtalkradio.com on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And in case you didn't know, that was Let Yah's Love Come In by Sister Abia, Koti Abia. That's Yo-Yo's twin, for those who didn't already know. And I'll be your host for tonight. My name is Acelia Yisrael, along with my ladies, who always hold it down on the panel. How y'all doing tonight, ladies?
Shalom, shalom, ladies. This is Zariah. I pray everybody's having a blessed night.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. It's Celia.
All right, all right. So the ladies are ready and ready to go. And special shalom or peace for those listening to us for the first time goes out to the ladies who are listening through the phone lines, those of you in the chat room, those of you listening through way of social media, and those of you listening in the archives. Special peace goes out your way tonight. Tonight's show is Peace in the Midst of Chaos is what we're going to be talking about tonight, finding peace in those stressful situations. So if you would like to go ahead and call in, that guest call-in number is one of the two, 319-527-6302 or 347-633-9606. Now, just in case you're wondering why we got two numbers going on, 347 is what I'm seeing up here on my host screen here, but as the callers testified to last week, they were able to get in at 319-527-6302, so either one of those numbers will work for you. And speaking of peace, today is a very, very nice day in my corner of the world in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we've had a pretty mild, mild is kind of an understatement. It's been very nice this winter in February, so we're definitely thankful for that. Got the birds chirping outside the window, and it's just the perfect atmosphere for tonight's topic since we're talking about peace. Again, peace in the midst of chaos is what we're going to be discussing tonight. And we really hope that we can shed some light into your corner of the world in some kind of way. Now, Robert Burton said, a quiet mind cures all. Being able to find inner peace is one of the greatest skills that anyone can acquire. A tranquil mind helps us to appreciate the good times, weather the bad times, and just be present for every moment in between. But on some days, of course, it's not that easy. Saying to look on the brighter side and all of that is a lot harder on other days. It's a little more tough. You know, the car doesn't start. The kids are screaming at the top of their lungs. It's not enough money in the bank. It's not enough money for bills. Your boss is hounding you. Job is, man, everybody's going crazy at work. Your work is piling up. When you find yourself in these situations, it's more important than ever to find that calm center within so that you can come out stronger and better on the other side. But again, that's a lot easier said than done. So tonight we are discussing ways that you can calm yourself when you are finding it just impossible to keep your cool. You know, tonight we're talking about looking for peace during chaos, looking for the calm amid the storm. You know, looking for refuge so that we can be the best version of ourselves. So, ladies, go ahead and jump right at it. Go ahead and give us some insight here tonight.
I'm glad you said that. You know, we, like you said, it's sometimes easier said than done. you know, a lot of times I've been depressed. And so with things that's going on in the world, also, with the little stresses that you may have be going on in your personal life, in your home, a lot of times I think my husband's voice is the calm to my storm sometimes because I'm getting better with it, but I can become what you would call a worry wart. I worry about everything, and sometimes I worry about things that I have absolutely no control over, you know, and he constantly has to remind me, where's your faith? And if you praying, why worry? And if you worrying, why pray? You know, I just went through a situation about a week ago where I was just like all over the place, and I couldn't stop my mind. It was like everything was heavy on me. Everything was heavy, and I was like, man, I need to stop. You know, take a deep breath. And just close my eyes and say a silent prayer and just stop in my tracks because I was on overload mode. And it's so easy to get caught up in the stresses of everyday life. You know, I personally depend on Yah and Yahushua, my husband, for everything. So sometimes when we're not in control of a certain situation or, you know, we lose faith and we begin to worry because it's not us that's doing a particular thing, you know. And so it's real easy to get caught up in this, with having all the chaos going on in the world, in your household, in your mind, to get sidetracked from that shalom, from that peace.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Most definitely. I think that was a excellent way of breaking it down, and it's definitely something that everyone can understand and relate to. You know, one of the things that I, you know, actively practice in the midst of chaos, in the midst of stress, in the midst of, you know, confusion is I always take the time to focus on what's good, to focus on what is going right, to focus on the positive things in my life, because it allows me to put things back into perspective. And Zariah, I love how you brought up the factor of control, because, you know, truly that's something that we have to accept. I believe it's the prayer of serenity that says, you know, please help me accept the things that I cannot change. And that's very, very major, because, you know, it's about just knowing that, you know, we're not the author and finisher of everything. We can't control what's going on, even with the people that we love the most. You know, everyone is living their own lives. People make their own decisions and their own choices, and they go about things the way they see fit. And it's very, very easily to find yourself caught in the middle and, you know, feeling stressed out and feeling left out, or, you know, just feeling like a ball of confusion. But definitely something that I actively practice, and, you know, I'm getting better and better at it each day, is just to focus on the good, to focus on the positive, focus on the joy, because that really allows me to, you know, get grounded again, because all of these pressures of the world can definitely lift you off your feet to a certain point, and you feel like there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. But I would say definitely focus on what's good.
I like that. I like that. I like both of your just your advice so much that I almost don't have anything to say, because, like, that was on point. I love the seeking solace in your husband that you talked about, Zariah, and then trusting in that. And then for those of you who don't have husbands, the family that's around you, and I really, really love, Salaya, what you just said as well, just focusing on the good. And that's something that I try to do as well. And, you know, of course it's not something that you always remember all the time, but it really do work. And just to add more on to that, you know, focusing on the good things, like everyone has something good going on in their life. You know, first and foremost, not only did you wake up this morning, but you woke up this morning with the understanding of who you are as a person, with the understanding of who Yah is, who Yahushua is, all of these different things. And whatever it is that Yah has you doing to help bring people closer to Him, whether that is studying, whether that is going out and reaching people, whether that is building up a business, whatever it is that you're doing, focusing your attention on those things in the midst of those chaotic situations really, really helps. And the reason it really helps is because you're directing all of that energy into something that's positive. Even if you are not personally feeling positive yourself in that moment, eventually after spending enough time doing something that can only bring about positive results, eventually you're going to feel that peace overwhelm you. Eventually you're going to, you know, get to the point to where you're not even going to be thinking about that situation no more. And I would also add to not be afraid of doing things that you love to do as well. You know, maybe you spend most of your time working. When I say working, I just don't mean outside the workplace, but studying and getting down in it. And it can be stressful sometimes, because this world, I mean, we all watch the news, you know, there's breaking news every single day, so we don't really have to go into the craziness that is just every day there's something going on. And coming into yourself, coming into this way of life, coming into your service to the Father can be a stressful transition sometimes, because you're used to living your life a certain way, and now you have to discipline yourself to stop doing certain things. So with that being said, the things that you can do, I would say don't neglect those things. You know, it's okay to rest every now and then. Maybe sometimes you're so stressed, you just need to take a nap. You know, you just need to go ahead, go on the road, go lay down. Because that's what I do. It's like sometimes, like, you know, yes. What do you see? Well, you just need to go lay down, and you just need to go to sleep. And when you wake up, boom. Or sometimes you just need to go out, take a walk, Sometimes some of you are video game players. You need to just go down, play a video game. Some of you need to just get a glass of wine, just a little sip, just a little bit, calm your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you maybe just need to go sit down and watch a movie. You need something. My point is, we're not robots, and you need something in your life that's going to help you to calm your mind in some kind of way. Don't get carried away. Don't go out there and get wild and stuff, but just something lawful you can do that's going to calm you so that you are not just scatterbraining all over the place. And we can't get so, I don't know the word for it, but let's just leave it at that. Just you need something to calm yourself, and there's nothing wrong with finding something that you like to do that's just going to bring you down. Some of you are girly girls. You like to go get your nails done, get your eyebrows right, get your toes did. You go get a little pedicure, whatever it is that's going to bring you down.
You know, one of the things that you said that, you know, you said in a joking manner, but it's kind of like very serious. Sometimes when you're tired, and sometimes you'll turn a molehill into a mountain just because you're tired and you really seriously just need to go lay down, you know, or if you're hungry, you know, things like that. One of the things I know for me, it's very important for me to stay into today because I can always stress myself out and be just like scatterbrained when I'm thinking about tomorrow, next week, you know, all them type of things. It's very important that we stay into because technically that's all we have is today. You know, one of the valuable lessons that I learned in my many years frequenting NA. And I find myself doing it it's easy to say, but this is one of the things that's kind of hard, and I find myself doing it sometimes. When you give your life, when you give yourself and your life over to the care of Yah, a lot of times, and your will as well, a lot of times we want to take our will back, and we want to take our life back because we lack patience. You know, because we can't sit down, and we say things like Yah over everything and Yah will provide, but sometimes I question myself, is this really what I'm feeling? Because if it was, why am I so stressed? You know, Yah truly provides. I've been in some situations, like, you know, and out of nowhere, it's like here. You know, so it's the things that we overthink. You know, we want to take our will back. We want to do things our way because at the root of it, we really lack patience. We want instant gratification, and we want everything right now, and I want to feel better now, and I need this now. And we drive ourselves crazy.
Yeah, you can. We really can. You know, we can really drive ourselves into the grave. I know everybody has heard that saying before, because truly, you know, as women, you know, when I was thinking about this before the show, I was just actually having a conversation with a young lady yesterday. And, you know, as women, we have to acknowledge that, you know, we are by design, we are lovers, we are nurturers, you know, we're very caring, we're very considerate. That's just the way that we were designed to be. However, you know, oftentimes we can find a lot of guilt in our pleasures. And when I say that, you know, things that make us feel good, we kind of shy away from. And, you know, that's going back to what you were talking about. You know, things that are lawful. You know, I love the way you put that. You know, when you put the stamp on as far as it being lawful and righteous, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And you see, as women, I know we all can relate to the fact that there is a point in our lives where we are looking for a purpose and we're looking to be fulfilled. And sometimes we often find ourselves seeking that love and seeking that fulfillment in the wrong areas, because truly that's going to start from within. Of course, we know it all starts with the love of Yah. We know that for sure. But, you know, some of us can just throw ourselves into certain situations in our lives sometimes we could throw ourselves into a relationship with a man or, you know, a friendship that we have with another sister. And before you know it, you're just giving and pouring and pouring and pouring out. And you don't realize that the more you keep pouring and you're not replacing and you're not refilling, you're never going to get that fulfillment that you really need. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to satisfy that particular need because you can't find that peace within yourself. You can't say, hey, self, this is what I need to do for me in order to make sure that I can maintain my shalom. You know, some of us have the entrepreneurial spirit. Some of us write, you know what I'm saying? EC, I know you can, you know, relate to that. I'm pretty sure that's the way that you calm down, that you find the, you know, the peace in your storm. For me, sometimes it's just straight up sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just getting up, getting dressed, looking real cute, walking through the mall, just allowing myself to, you know, just decompress. Because everything that we place upon us on our everyday lives, you know, some of us are just looking for this peace in the wrong place. And we expect for someone to give that to us. We expect that a certain situation is supposed to provide that for us, but truly the work is going to start within you. So if you are looking for, you know what I'm saying, if you're looking for this peace and this shalom in the wrong area, you know what I'm saying, you need to take a look in the mirror and really go back and, you know, acknowledge what's going on and change it.
I like that. That's heavy because I forget what quote it was, but it was basically saying effort directed in the wrong place is not going to do anything. You know, we all know practice makes perfect. We all know dedication is important and loyalty. But if you directing, I like how you said if you directing and you looking for peace in the wrong place, then it's not going to help you. And, you know, that made me think about choices. And this is another reason why our peace is so important, because the calm, centered version of ourselves is the most logical thinking person. That's the most common sense thinking person. This is the person who can think clearly. This is the person who can be more productive. This is the person who can make better decisions and better choices than the scatterbrained, frenzied, stressed out person. And we know that decision making is crucial to our lives, because that's pretty much what all of our lives consist of. Your entire life, your every waking moment, every second, every minute, every hour of every day, of every week, of every year is made up of choices that you make. You make choices throughout your entire day. From the moment you get out of bed, you have to make a decision to get out of bed. And then from there, so forth and so on down the line. Every single second or a millisecond, you are making a decision, and these decisions impact where we end up ultimately in our lives. It impacts the path that we eventually take, and so if it impacts the path that we take, that means that choices are very important. And in order to make logical choices, in order to make wise decisions, we have to be at a state of mental stability to where we can do that. And oftentimes you'll find that when you are in a state of constant worry, because everybody gets stressed out every now and again, this isn't to say, look, stress is a part of life. You know, we are not robots. So this isn't to say that you should, you know, thou shalt not stress out. No, you gon' stress. That's part of life. But the point is that you have to have balance in your life, and you have to have control. You have to have self-control. So if your stress is unbalanced to where you just worry all the time, then that's going to impact the way that you make your decisions and start to be reflective in your life.
I'm laughing because y'all both made some very, very valid points. And, you know, one of the things that stuck out for me is those guilty pleasures. You know, sometimes, you know, my husband recognizes that I'm stressed. And he like, well, you know, you need to go do a day where you just, you know, do you. And it's funny because I break dates with myself all the time, you know. And
even, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it's crazy because I know I'd be needing that little break, but I don't know. And I know some of it is guilt. Even with, you know, he might say, here, baby, here's a couple dollars, go shopping and go buy yourself something. Well, you know, in my mind or the day before, I'm like, you know, I'm all bad. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And when I get out there, I end up spending money on my grandkids, buying something for my daughter. You know, and it's like, it's crazy because, and then I'm back to, okay, a week I might be fine, and then I'm like, oh, I need a break. My husband be like, well, babe, I just gave you a break. You know, you didn't want to take it. You know, so.
Right.
It's funny because yep. I don't know too many people that, you know, I break, like I said, I break dates for myself all the time. But what I'm finding is doing things for my family brings me peace. You know, it's no longer just about me. Even if I just get out and take a walk, or I'm okay with that. You know, and it's the little things, and I know the things that I need. I know what helps me to unwind. Even if I'm in here and I'm cleaning, I'm playing set apart music, and it's just like the stress relieves me. You know, it's like I don't have no worries. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's very important. That, and we stress this a lot, you know, it's very important that all that we give to our families, to our husbands, and even with those that are not married, that has children or whatever the situation is, all that we withdraw, we have to make deposits, even if that is, like you silly said, taking a glass of wine, taking a hot bubble bath, whatever it is, so that you can maintain your peace. And understand that you're not going to find peace in a person, place, or thing. It's definitely an inside job, as Salaya stated earlier. You know, these are constant areas that we have to work on. And we have to understand that our faith will be tested. Because a lot of times when our faith gets shooken, that's when the worries come in. That's when the fear comes in, especially with all the stuff that's going on around us. You know, especially sometimes I find myself fearful. My husband's like, hold up. You don't have no reason to fear, you know? But we got to keep ourselves built up. We got to keep ourselves strong, you know? We got to keep ourselves level-headed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I like that word, level-headed.
Yeah. I like that built up, you know, definitely. This is why it is so important to, you know, make the righteous investment. Because as you continue to righteously invest in yourself, you know, that's going to be the Bible, whether it's going to be listening to Bible studies, just doing research, things of that. If you constantly make that righteous investment, you know, in righteousness, period, no matter how it may be, you know, just like you said, Zariah, when the storms come and when the winds blow, it's going to be hard to tear you down. You know, I've realized throughout, you know, growing up from, you know, a teenager to the woman that I am today, you know, there are a lot of things that just really don't bother me no more. And I know y'all
mm-hmm.
feel me on that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just things that don't bother me anymore because years ago I chose to make the investment in that righteousness. So now when stuff come up, when I hear people say this, or you know what I'm saying, oh, well, you know, well, this is going on over here, and, well, look at all of this foolishness over here, and, well, what's going on over there? It don't even bother me anymore because I chose to make that righteous investment, and I kept investing. So now it really don't mean much. Yeah, I may pay a little attention to it, but the way it used to knock me down and break me up and have me crying and sick and not eating, y'all know how the stress can do. It doesn't even affect me in that way. It doesn't affect me in that way. And that's something that we have to, it's all about that personal growth and development.
And you know what, as women, we pick up other people's stresses too. Be very careful of those people that's always coming to you complaining and their trauma and all kind of issues because that will drain you of every ounce of peace that you had.
Man,
don't subscribe to other people's issues. Don't do it.
Yes.
I don't do it.
Man, that's such an important point. And
yes, every time you call somebody or they call you, they bringing you down with the woe is me. No.
Man, that's so true. Man, like, because I'm over here like, man, and then amen, quarter, you know, because, like, that's so true, you know, because you can give your peace away. You can allow people, because, see, yeah, we got to understand, see, we say we know everything is spiritual, but we don't always act like it. If we know that everything is spiritual, we got to start living your life that way. So that means that even from positive to negative, whenever someone's speaking into your life or whenever you're interacting with people, that's energy. That's positive energy. That's negative energy. That's spiritual. So you can't allow yourself to let people dump that stuff on you. And now you with this peaceful, calm person, and now you just all over the place because, and now they feeling good because you allowed yourself to be their garbage can. You allowed yourself to be their toilet. Don't let nobody dump their stuff on you. And I love that point, that righteous investment. I love that, and I recommend it, that term, you know, to use that term into your, even if you have to literally write it on a sticky note, make a righteous investment today. You know, that's something that Talia just got through from talking about. And building yourself up, keeping yourself full. You got to keep yourself full. You got to make those righteous investments. You have to invest in yourself and just keep yourself full like that. And I like how y'all talked about, Zariah, you said helping your family, that's another very important point. Being of service to others is a great way to take your mind off your troubles and your stresses because it's a selfless act to consider that there is someone in a much worse condition than you. And if that's true, like we know it is, we know that for every last one of us, there's someone in a much worst condition that we are now. As women of light in the darkness, what are we going to do about it? If we know that there is somebody out there who's worse off than us, whether they are homeless, whether they don't have food to eat, whether their children need this and that, what are you going to do about it? And working toward doing something about it, working toward being of service to others is a great way to just lift all of those burdens off your shoulders, because not only are you showing gratitude for what you have, but you are showing compassion for others, and you're working toward helping them in some kind of way. You know, I read this blog post, really touching blog post, and then we got to go on a break, y'all. Earlier this week, and basically it was this young woman, and she was saying that she was, you know, driving in a car or whatever, and they stopped at a light, and it was this woman, and she had, you know, she had a baby's in a stroller, she had another baby holding on, she had bags, and she was struggling across the street. But one of her strollers was, like, one of the wheels or whatever was messed up. The stroller, whatever it was, it was broke, and so she was really struggling across the street. So the woman who was in the car, she remembered that she has her daughter's stroller in her trunk. And that stroller is something that her mom had bought, and it was a gift from her mom. But instead of thinking about herself, she just stopped the car, got the stroller out the trunk, and gave it to the woman crossing the street. And it made her feel good, as it should have, because, see, that's love in action. And that's what we have to get to in every single aspect of our lives. That is love in action. That's treating other people the way you yourself would want to be treated. That's taking a load off. You know, she could have thought about her, you know, the fact that her mom, because she went into that too. I'm not going to go into it, but she went into how, you know, her mom didn't really buy stuff from online, and it was a really nice stroller she bought from Amazon, and, you know, her mom is going to be upset that she, you know, gave the stroller. But in that moment, love was a language that was more powerful than all the other reasons that she could have gave. In that moment, she wasn't thinking about Amazon. In that moment, she wasn't thinking about her mom. In that moment, she wasn't thinking about the fact that her child would not have a stroller. In that moment, love superseded all, and that is, oh, my goodness, this woman, she needs help. I have a way to help her. Let me do it. That can work wonders on relieving your stress as well. But we'll keep talking about it. We got to go to a break. Y'all know how we do. This is Throwback Thursday, and we're going to go ahead and throw it back with a throwback tonight. It feels like I'm saying throwback too many times, so let's go on and get into the throwback. Don't forget, this is a live call-in show. And guess calling number is 319-527-6302 or 347-633-9606. You're listening to BHYY Radio. This is On the Ocean by K-John. We'll be back after this.
Moment I've been waiting on, and my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations, full of desire.
Oh,
I just want it so bad, you know.
Oh, baby,
and it just seems so real. For what all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on, it won't be too long. Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in, just past the horizon, and right where it's coming, out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. So don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas.
I will even go.
I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. It's just enough for you to come around. So don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. Yeah.
Listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, live with Acelia, Celia, and Zariah.
Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
And welcome back. Welcome back to BHYY Radio. That was K-John on the ocean. I know, right? I know. Shout out to the country who say that. And love what she says. That's super duper funny. Don't forget, this is a live call-in show, 319-527-6302. Again, 319-527-6302 or 347-63-9606. And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about peace in the midst of chaos. And, of course, we are talking about maintaining your peace and your shalom and your calm in the midst of stressful situations, chaotic situations. We've all been there. We've all had them. We all will have them. And so this is something that we can all relate to on some level or another. Also, if you can relate to any of our topics and you would like to share your thoughts, don't forget that you can write us at blessed_handmaidens@yahoo.com, and you could address your letters anonymously and just let us know what it is you're struggling with or any questions or feedback you have for us, and we'll talk about it at this time every Thursday on the show, and read your letters on the show and just you know, it may be someone who is experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing. Also, don't forget to find us on the web at www.blessedhandmaidens.com. And so we're going to go ahead and get into it. Now, for our y'all know we got to play Guess That Jam. We haven't played Guess That Jam. I think we didn't play it last week. And That's right. That's our cue. That's for Guess That Jam. And we're playing for fun tonight. And you know what? This is a really a real throwback here. This is a throwback Sam Jam. So some of you may even be a little too new for this. But for those of you who remember, we're going to see if you can get this one. And so I'm sure the ladies are going to have a laugh. They always laugh at me. So go ahead and get ready to laugh at EC. And let's go ahead and play Guess That Jam. And here's how you play. We're going to play a jam lyric and a jam snippet of a song. You call in, press number one on your keypad, and you let us know what the name of the song is and the artist. You must get the name of the song and the artist correct for bragging rights. Prizes for Guess That Jam is coming back soon, so stay tuned. But tonight we're playing for fun. And go ahead and spin that. Let's do the jam lyric first. BHYY jam lyric.
My people sick, I'd rather bring the medication home, because this is what the whole world's been waiting on. I found something I would die and go to jail for. I am trying to set you free. Here is the Underground Railroad. Guess That Jam.
Go ahead and spin that jam snippet.
My people sick, I'd rather bring the medication home, cause this is what the whole world's been waiting on. I found something I would die, go to jail for. I'm trying to set you free. Here's the Underground Railroad.
That is a throwback. Yes, that is a throwback for real, for real. And so if you know the name of that song and the artist, go ahead and call in 319-527-6302. Press 1 on your keypad and let us know. Or maybe you just have questions, comments, or concerns or feedback for the topic. You can also call in and talk to us here, 319-527-6302. So let's go ahead and continue with tonight's show. But that is the jam. I'm excited for us to play it. Now, I was doing a little bit of research, trying to see what others have to say about staying calm and staying peaceful. And I found some pretty good tips here. And we can kind of, you know, talk about them a little bit. Y'all know how we do. And just ways to embrace the peace within yourself, just to calm your mind down, bring it down a little bit. And one of the things that it says here is to exercise regularly. And this was interesting. It says that it is well known that exercise releases endorphins, which leads to happiness. So get moving and get the happy juice flowing. Do so regularly and keep the stress and blues away at bay. Now, of course, we know everything is always deeper than the physical, but exercising is actually a great way to relieve stress. It gets your blood pumping, and it helps you to think clearly because, you know, it exercises the brain, all that good stuff. So exercising, that was a good one. Let's see. Another one where it says, we talked about this one before, have a mindfulness practice. And it says that it's so important to take time to slow down, savor, and notice, even finding just 5 to 10 minutes a day to sit still in stillness or to walk in nature. So we pretty much just talked about that, family. We also, those of you, don't forget, I think it was the 30-minute rule, where you take 30 minutes out of every day, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Well, it does matter where you are. But take 30 minutes out of every day to just have quiet time, even if you got to lock yourself in the bathroom because the kids following you around the house. Everyone knows children are stalkers, but just 30 minutes out of every day to calm your nerves. But we do have a caller, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. Now, I'm thinking she want to guess that down, but she may want to go ahead and have some extra cheese to throw in on this topic tonight. 313-492, Shalom, peace, welcome. You are on the show.
Hey, Shalom, Shalom. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, Shalom, Shalom. I'm Coach Leah. Sister Leah on the line.
Yes, he is Coach Leah from Detroit. But, yes, I was calling to guess that jam. I know it's Yahweh, child of Yah, free now. Woo-hoo!
You got it. Dragon
fight. I heard that over and over and over again. So that's definitely one of my jams. Hallelujah, praise Yah for the topic, amazing topic. I went out and I took a walk today, and I have I'm happy about it because it's like all the stuff that goes on in my life is like not to worry and stress out about it, pray about it, and just keep it moving. And then sometimes, you know, adversary like to tell me in my head, oh, you should feel guilty, you should feel bad about this, and, you know, and I don't. I just rebuke it, and, hey, that's all I can do. So I just wanted to say that. And that's about it. Awesome topic, though.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Leah, for calling in and for guessing our jam. And we're definitely going to be bumping that jam on the way out. I can listen to that song, too, by the way, over and over again. I can literally put it on repeat and listen to it over and over again. So that's my jam as well. And thank you for sharing that bit of information with us. We're going to go ahead and park you here. And she says she took a walk, and I'm telling you, these are not things that we're just saying. This kind of stuff works, like for real.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I really like that, Leah, definitely. And, you know, I love the example because she put everything in, you know, one by one. Like she said, you know, definitely not being stressed out, because that voice of doubt, and we all know that's nothing but the adversary, because he only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And definitely, he wants to kill your shalom, he wants to steal it, and he wants it to be destroyed. So I love how the sister, you know, called in and gave us that real life experience, because I know it's something that we can try to do ourselves, and it's definitely something that we relate to. So thanks for calling in, Sister Leah, we appreciate that.
Yes, that's definitely a good tip. Walking, when you're stressed, when you're going through it, sometimes you have to get away from the kids. Walking is definitely a help to get some air, to rethink, to get a fresh start, and just go back in there for round two. So throw that off the phone.
Yeah, you man, because you could start walking and you mad and you just huffing
right.
and puffing, and then by the time you come in the house, it's like, you know what? I had some time
right.
with myself, and you know, me, myself, and I, we talked a little bit. And we realized together that it wasn't that serious, you know.
Right.
But I'm joking, but I'm serious, you know. It really does help. And yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, you got it.
So I got five things that I know I'm gonna share that I know helps me, you know, when I'm going through, when I'm stressed out. One of the things, number one, is stay in today. You know, stop thinking about tomorrow, next week, because none of those days are promised. All we have is today. You know, count your blessings, not your problems. Stop overthinking things. That's number three. You know, because I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I can overthink things. Dissect
yes.
it down to the little molecule, and next thing you know, I'm out my mind in here.
I think that's every woman in here.
Yes. Number four, don't block your blessings by complaining about what you don't have, and be grateful for what you do have, because someone always has it worse than you. And you know, us women, we can have 50 shoes in the closet, and the first thing we'll say when we open our closet is, I don't have nothing to wear. I don't have no shoes to wear. You know how we do. And number five, last but not least, is we need to strengthen our faith. You know, strengthen our faith and understand to rely on Yah for all things. You know, the problems
yeah,
that
indeed.
Sometimes, and sometimes we can create our own problems just simply by, like I said, overthinking things. You know, we done turned a molehill into a mountain, and it ain't even that serious. And most of the time it's because we tired or hungry. And if once we go take a nap, we wake up and we realize that it really ain't that deep.
How
you know?
Hungry is that?
Yes.
So true.
You know, so sometimes we create our own problems. You know, just like you said earlier about our choices. Sometimes, you know, when we're going through, we make those wrong choices, and we've created a problem for ourselves within that wrong choice. So we have to keep our choices righteous. We have to keep our choices to put us in position so that we can constantly elevate.
Yes, absolutely. And we got about... got about 7 minutes left of the show. So, ladies, if you ladies want to go ahead and take us out, I know you just got through some speaking to Rice. Like, if you want to give us some closing remarks, go right ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a great show tonight. Zariah, I love those tips. They were excellent. I mean, I think I kind of want you to text me those on the private message because they were really, really on point. Definitely. You know, always find the peace where you absolutely can. And you do that by focusing on your blessings, focusing on your joy, your love, and what is actively good in your life. Just like EC said earlier in the show, the breath of life is the ultimate blessing. And to just have the opportunity to take the breath of life again is more than anyone can ever, you know, desire and hope for. And definitely, and as far as other people are concerned, just think about it like this. They just haven't found their peace yet. So if you can impart that peace on someone else, definitely do so, whether that be, you know, your family, your friends, anybody in your life that you come in contact with. Always be able to find peace in the midst of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And as we prepare to close out with that jam that Leah guessed for us tonight, remember that Yah is our refuge and He is our safety. You know, when people, there's a war in someone's country, they seek refuge in a land where there is no war. And so if there's war going on all around you, if there's war in your mind, if there's war outside of you, if there's war with genetic relatives or inherited relatives, wherever you are, even if it's in your own thoughts, if there's war there, then you need to flee that place. And you go to a place of safety, and that place of safety is Yah. You know, that place of safety is just take 5 minutes out your day, you and Yah. You know, get on your knees, say a prayer, listen to a lesson, get in the Word, seek Yah as your source of refuge. When you know, sometimes Yah would take those things away. Everything mm-hmm. away, and we can't do anything physically or spiritually. There's nothing within our personal space that will solve this problem. Finances won't solve it. Speaking to other people won't solve it. You know, crying over it won't solve it. Nothing will solve it. And Yah allows that to happen not only to build us up mentally, but so that we can increase our faith and so that we can depend only on Yah. You know, where we ain't got nobody to go to but Yah. That's how you increase your faith, is that you know, and the more you try to force yourself to change something that Yah has put in place to where you can't change it, specifically because he wants you to lean on him, the more stressed out you're going to be, because your arms are too short to fight Yah. You're not going to be able to do it when Yah removes everything, so that the only thing you have to rely on is him. Just let go and just let Yah, and just embrace the peace of knowing, you know what, I can't pay for it, I can't seek counsel on it, I can't go to anybody, I can't do anything, it's out of my control. But Yah is the ultimate one in control. Yah is in control of my life. So that is my closing remark. Yah is our refuge. Seek safety in him, and we'll see you next week, Yah willing and time permitting, and every Thursday afterward, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go ahead and take it out. Let's bump that. Y'all know y'all got to turn y'all radio speakers up for this joint right here. Free Now, Throwback Sound by Dawid, Child of Yah.
I spit the truth, everything's been verified. My rhyme's clean, my pen's been sterilized. Israel's waking up, now they terrified. If you ain't about Yah's business, step aside and let the real men get recognized. Every day I breath the life is jeopardized. My people lack knowledge, so they running game on them. Look in their faces, I see the pain on them. So I carry their burdens on each shoulder. While they sitting on the fence, I leaped over. And I'm feeling so free now. Who should I fear? I have Yah on speed dial. Talk to Yah, so I don't need a therapist. I hijack beats, call me a terrorist. On second thought, that'll put me on the Fox News along with all the other innocent people who got screwed. Hebrew, Israelites, we are not Jews. Cameras on the traffic light so they can watch you. Information breaking through the sentence will be hard to stop, so they have to implement Operation Garden Plot. As long as I'm alive, I'm a threat to this society, cause I don't use my gift to try to garner notoriety. I don't want a piece of your pie, I'd rather bake my own. And I don't eat pork, so I won't bring the bacon home. My people sick, I'd rather bring the medication home, cause this is what the whole world's been waiting on. I found something I would die, go to jail for, I'm trying to set you free. Here's the Underground Railroad. I took the shackles off my neck and wrist, so I ain't worried about an economic deficit. We don't hope for freedom, we expecting it. So we waiting on the final exodus. Then this wicked land is left desolate. And not one tear I won't cry for. She gets what she gave, eye for an eye for. And praise Yah, I can see now. And it's so real, I feel free now. Stay on guard, this wicked land and try to strip your soul. Got our men selling blow, our women on the stripper pole. Once your morals hit the floor, do anything to pay the bills. 400 years still ain't on a level playing field. Systematic breakdown, built for you especially. Let you in the game, then they go and pay the referee. So you never ever reach the level that you thought you should. Find out the government is cheating more than Tiger Woods. Corporation bailouts, predatory lendings, the intentional collapse of the economy. economic system robs, steal, and destroy. That's a real foreign policy. It's all big business. Why they leaving you in poverty? Totally dependent prophecy. It was written you a second class citizen. 14th Amendment, and you only this condition by signing a petition. No, a million man march with Yah's where it starts. The whole world worships the sun and moon. It's alright, our redemption is coming soon. This a marathon, I need some running room, not a sprint. Sometimes it don't make sense to work so hard it can't make rent. It's frustration, I get fed up, but then I think about my father, keep my head up. And praise Yah, I can see now, and it's so real, I feel free now. And even if your family members think you see now, if you an Israelite, you should feel free now. The old man's left, this is me now, and it's so real, I feel free now.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.